Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel. Today, I am super excited to bring you a very special guest. Maria Nemeth is here with us today, and I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. And you know, I've said this before, but I truly do believe that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do necessarily for a living. You come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world. Perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another fantastic show. Now, I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed because I know that time is our most precious asset. And I know that your time is valuable. I appreciate all of you spending your valuable time here with us on the show. So you won't be disappointed today with our content because Maria is a fantastic interview, and we're going to get right to it.
Maria Nemeth is known as the Master Coach for Purpose-Driven Leaders. Purpose-driven leaders do what they're here to do, while empowering those around them to do the same. Using a powerful personal mastery system that turns time-tested principles into pragmatic everyday practices, Maria Nemeth, who is a PhD in psychology, has empowered tens of thousands of people over several decades to make their greatest contribution to the world, while still living the life that they love. She's a leading expert in financial empowerment, leadership excellence, and personal and professional development, whose work has been featured on The Oprah Show. She's a lifelong agent of social change. Maria has contributed to areas such as civil rights, racial justice, women's empowerment, health and human services, LGBTQ rights, and climate justice. She's also the author of the highly acclaimed book, The Energy of Money, A Spiritual Guide to Financial and Personal Fulfillment. It's now available in 5 languages. She also has a follow-up, Mastering Life's Energies. Maria is the founder and director of the Academy for Coaching Excellence, which has trained over 200 certified coaches in nonprofit, for-profit, and government sectors all across North America, Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. Maria, I am so excited.
I am so thrilled to be here myself. This is just the best, and I love what you're doing for the listeners. This is so needed, isn't it? Because, when we are doing the best we can do and we meet up with obstacles, sometimes we feel that we're so alone. And the work that you're doing is giving people powerful tools and also a sense that they're in great company. So thank you so much, Bonnie.
Oh, and I'm just, the amount of connections that I've made just putting this summit together have been amazing. Meeting, you know, more closely in touch with people like yourself, Maria. And, you know, I read a little bit about people in their bios, obviously, but there's always more to the story, right?
Yes.
Would you share with us a little bit about your journey and how mindset has been instrumental in helping you to achieve the success that you enjoy today and sharing that with other people as well?
I'd be happy to. And also, it's very embarrassing. And since it's embarrassing, I think it's always a good story, you know. 35 years ago, I loaned someone $35,000 on an unsecured promissory note. And, you know, as you know, an unsecured promissory note doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean even the paper it's written on. But the man to whom I gave this money said I could earn 32% on my investment. My friends, colleagues, relatives, you know, when I'd ask them, should I do this? They'd say, Maria, just don't do it. It sounds too good to be true. But I didn't listen. You know, I want all of your listeners to hear that there's sometimes when we don't listen to people's feedback and and we pay for it. And that's exactly what happened, because I lost all that money. And I was so embarrassed. It was a Ponzi scheme. It was a pyramid scheme. I mean, the man literally took the money, my money, other people's money, and ran with it. And I was humiliated. So being a clinical psychologist, practicing in those days, I went into my office, avoided my friends, tried to just earn that money back as quickly as I could. The logic said if I could pay my relative back, then I don't need to be so embarrassed. But what happens, Bonnie, when you run from your lessons? What happens?
Yeah. Well, I think you don't grow.
You don't grow.
You learn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they come running after you.
Yes.
You know, because I hadn't learned the lesson yet. And
it comes back, doesn't it?
Back, you know. I was avoiding my lesson. I didn't really even want to look at lessons learned. But this is what happens. I'm 3 months into this quandary, trying to earn the money back, avoiding my friends. And I get a call from the Sacramento Bee, which is here where I live. And this reporter said, Dr. Nemeth, I've been given your name by UC Davis Medical Center, because at the time I was supervising psychiatric interns. And she said, we've been given your name because you're so well-known in the community. I need your answer to this terrible thing that we're facing. And, of course, not knowing that that was my lesson in front of me, I said to her, Melva, I'd be thrilled to answer, please. What is it? And she said, well, you know, in Sacramento over the past few months, there have been a lot of people who have been taken by this Ponzi scheme. And we need to know from someone of your stature just what kind of person gets taken by those schemes. I mean, really, she asked that. She said,
oh my.
What kind of person are they? And, you know, in those days, I bottled it up so much that I just spilled the beans to her. And I started talking about my difficulty and what had happened. And to her credit, Bonnie, she did really try to shut me up. She said, you know, Dr. Nemeth, I am going to print this in the Sacramento Bee. But at that moment, I said, you know, if what I've gone through can help one other person not do the same thing, then it'll be worth it, at least partially worth it. So she printed my story. And my friends and colleagues and relatives, they called me, but instead of asking me why I did it, Bonnie, they started telling me about their money difficulties. Mm. I mean, really, it was astounding. Talking about, you know, it didn't matter how much or how little money they had. I remember one woman who had lots of money, and she said, you know, every time one of my daughters calls me, I think it's because she doesn't love me, but she wants more money. And I heard from another real estate man who said, you know, and he was a buddy of mine, I'm afraid that if I let people know how little money I have in savings, they won't want to hire me as a real estate person. And so I really saw that money and our relationship with money was such an issue that I wanted to get to the bottom of how to free us all up. And so I began my own journey with 22 close friends. I said, listen, I'm going to design a seminar. I don't even know how it's going to look, but I promise we're going to have breakthroughs with money. And the first thing we asked ourselves, Bonnie, was the following. And those of you who are listening, please keep breathing as you hear me say this, okay? What is one thing I don't want to have to look at regarding my relationship with money? What is one thing I would hate to have to admit or look at? And, you know, everybody was so courageous. We started looking and seeing and telling the truth. And almost miraculously, we began to see what our lessons were. We began to see that it had nothing to do with us personally, that it was a lack of a particular skill set in financial success. And so began a journey with some friends, which ultimately catapulted into this whole Academy for Coaching Excellence, working with thousands of people around the world with their relationship with money. And I say, thank heaven, I was willing to ask those difficult questions first. And all of us have these questions. You know, I remember one woman saying to me, Bonnie, well, I'd rather pay someone money than having to look at this particular aspect. She said, the truth is this. I buy clothes. I hang them in my closet where my husband can't see them. And then after about 3 months, I put them in the regular closet so that if he asks, are these new clothes, I can say no. Now, can you imagine? So we all have our stuff with money. We all do, you know. And the sooner we can just tell the truth about it and look at what to do next, the easier life is for us.
Mm. Oh, so true. You know, thank you so much for sharing your story because, I mean, you're right. We all have issues with money. And I was looking so forward to our interview today because it's such a huge issue for people. And that it is. It is a relationship. And hearing, you know, what is that? I don't know the saying. I mean, this is somebody saying, and I know I'll get it wrong, but it's something about how we experience or need to learn what we're meant to teach in this world.
There you go. Well, another way, another way of saying it is we teach what we need to learn.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yes. Yeah. I don't know which way it's supposed to be, but I know it's like something like that. Mm-hmm. But really, I mean, that's really your journey and so many other people.
Yeah.
So share with us a little bit more about, I mean, there's so much to talk about, in terms of our relationship with money. So where do you want to start with that? I mean, how, you know, where's a good place that you think most people struggle. So is there, a certain, you know, intake that you do or how you find out where the biggest piece is, or are there places that people can start to even just acknowledge and be aware of their relationship with money?
Well, you know, later on at the end of this time together, I'm going to actually talk to people about a free gift that I want to give them to help them see how to best proceed in their own personal journey. But for right now, the thing I want listeners to know is that if you're having any angst, any worry, doubt, or fear about money, you are not alone, absolutely not alone, and that this is something that can be handled. You can transform your relationship with money, and one of the things that it takes is for you to see a particular way of looking at life in which you are compassionate with yourself, you're forgiving. And along those lines, I'd like to offer a definition of financial success that I hope our listeners can use because, you know, we have so many different definitions. Is it okay for me to offer that right now?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. And this is a definition that I have come up with after working for 35 years with people. And that success is financial success is doing what you said you would do with money consistently with clarity, focus, ease, and grace. So I'll say that again. Doing what you said you would do consistently with money, with clarity, focus, ease, and grace. Now, what I'm talking about is a context that you can almost envelop around yourself as you begin to look at your relationship with money. By clarity, I mean that you are clear about what's important to you in life. You know, and in this life of so many options that are available to us that are bombarding us, it's so important to drill down into for yourself what is really important for me, you know, what has real meaning. Because financial success, number one, is about being clear about what you want money for. What is it going to do for you, for your family, for your community? You know, what is meaningful here for you? Focus. Remember, it's clarity, focus, ease, and grace. Focus is all about learning to focus your energy and your mindset on what it is you truly love. Not allowing yourself to get distracted. You know, I mean, if you log onto your computer the way I see mine in the morning, there are literally hundreds of people screaming, saying, this is the best seminar ever. You know, 20 ways to get rich immediately. I mean, it's amazing. And you and I can become distracted. But people who are financially successful are not distracted, Bonnie. They're absolutely there, focused on that which is important to them. Ease means learning how to take the next small, sweet step on your road. Many of us promise too much. We inundate ourselves with promises. We overwhelm ourselves with promises. We think that taking huge steps, making a big leap, is what is important to us. And I'll tell you, now that I've been doing this for enough years, I can say 35 years ago, Bonnie, it was necessary for people to look at raising the bar. All right? Mm-hmm. Now, 35 years later, with the advent of the internet and everything else that goes along with it, it's all about learning how to take small steps, not promising so much that you're exhausted, you're tired, you're irritated. You come home at the end of the day and you say, you know, I did a lot of things today, but did I really take that next step toward what I really love regarding money? That next small, sweet step. Grace is the final. And the definition of grace is that it's an unearned blessing. Now, the reason I put that in, Bonnie, is because this is part of the money mindset, okay, that I teach people. Mm-hmm. First, look for what you're grateful for. Look for what you're grateful. Learn how to drill down into gratitude. And gratitude in the moment. Gratitude for example, I'm thrilled to be here with you today, Bonnie. You know, you're where you are, I'm where I am, but I feel like you and I are just facing each other, having a cup of coffee and having a great time and being so grateful just to be with you. And learning gratitude does a number of things. One is that it feels good, but the second, it is a mindset that prepares your brain to think creatively rather than with a sense of worry. So I hope this has been kind of clear, you know, because it's all has to do with the money mindset. And when you can start off with clarity, focus, ease, and grace, sometimes people just write down those four words. And focusing them every day, what can I do today with money, with clarity, focus, ease, and grace, even the smallest step, you start progressing. And that's how almost everyone who's financially successful, and believe me, I have interviewed multi-millionaires. It's one of the secrets for them.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that, because I think, and gratitude, I mean, I believe that gratitude is huge in so many things. And when you're in that place where you're worried about money, like the worried money mindset,
oh, yes.
Isn't it the hardest? But yet it's the most important time to have that gratitude.
It is. And, you know, so people often say to me, what do we mean by the worried money mindset? Well, it looks like things like this. I begin to build a case for why it's just not going to work. Whatever I'm doing is just not going to work. You know, it's going to be too hard. Mm-hmm. No one has the same difficulties that I do. The future for me looks just like more of the past. There's something wrong with me. Everybody keep breathing as you hear me say this. This is the worried money mindset, okay? Don't worry. This is not your legacy. I'm just having you look at the worried money mindset. I want you to know that everyone has this, and people who are successful have learned how to shift to what I call the empowered money mindset, which looks like what I was saying, being grateful right here and now. Can I tell you a secret?
Oh, absolutely. But,
one of my fields of interest is, as a psychologist, is a neurophysiology. Yeah. I've discovered that the worried money mindset belongs to a particular part of our brain. Many people call it the amygdala, and it's the seat of fight, flight, or freeze. When you are focused on this worried money mindset, you are energizing that amygdala. And do you notice how impossible it is for you to think of anything creative when you're in the middle of that?
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Yeah. Fear is running the show.
Fear and stress and worry and doubt. However, the way out immediately, look, see, and tell the truth. And I'm going to show people how to do that at the end of this talk here with my free gift. But then in that moment, find three things right now that you're grateful for. Three things in the moment, because what you're doing is you're consciously shifting your brain to the empowered money mindset. And it results in being excited for what's next, a sense of possibility that you can grow your work, and that you do love your life. So concentrate on three things for which you're grateful. It opens up your empowered or creative mindset.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think we get what we expect and think about. So it depends kind of what you're expecting to happen. You might as well expect the best. You've got nothing to lose.
Yes, 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 exactly. And expecting the best is exactly what happens after you do the practice that I've just suggested.
Fabulous. So, you know, there's so many things with you know, money and the mindset. And I've had your book for years. maybe when it first came out, I'm not sure. But you talk about the monkey mind and how – you know, we all have those gremlins that are always talking to us. Would you talk a little bit about that?
I'd be really happy. And in order to do that, I want to kind of expand our talk for the moment to include something that will enfold monkey mind, which is synonymous, folks, with the worried money mindset, okay? Monkey mind is a Buddhist it's a Buddhist term that stands for that aspect of our mind that is always worried about us, about things, and it swings from doubt to worry back to doubt, and it chatters at us, and it yells at us, and it arises at a very important time in many of our lives, okay? And that's why it's important to know what I call the rules of engagement as you're trying to be successful in life. Let's say that there are two domains of life that we're here to work in. One is visionary reality, and the other is physical reality. Now, the rules in visionary and physical reality are really different, because in visionary reality, there's a lot of energy and enjoyment and joy and vision and possibility and the stuff that gets us excited. And then in physical reality, this is where we have to, you know, drill down into taking action to actually bring our ideas to where we can see them, you know, opening the coaching business you've always wanted to open, open the whatever entrepreneurial aspect you're engaged in. And incidentally, as an aside, I have seen, for those of you who are entrepreneurs, that you are really the heroes of the 21st century, because you are out there putting your ideas from visionary reality into physical reality, whatever it is, the best service, the best product. But you see, as you're trying to take an idea and put it into physical reality, you hit something called the border. And it's trouble at the border. because the energy in physical reality is, I mean, it takes 10 times more energy to do something than you thought it was would when you were in visionary reality. And so the energy costs are much higher. It takes more money maybe to get your business off the ground. There are other forms of energy that I talk about, but in this case, let's look at the energy of money. You never thought you'd have to spend that much on a computer system, on renting an office, on whatever it is, getting trained. Not only that, Bonnie, but that is when monkey mind is triggered. Mm-hmm. It says, I'd turn back if I were you. Do not do this. There's danger ahead. And it's normal and natural. Everybody has monkey mind. Everybody. And the thing to know about is that when you hear monkey mind, it could be a sign you're doing something right, not something wrong. If you want to have a takeaway for this, just continue to take small, sweet steps, folks, because if you wait for your monkey mind to go away before you take action, you'll wait for 88 years, longer, you know? So the way to get beyond this trouble at the border, it comes back to this clarity, focus, ease, and grace paradigm I've been talking to you about. It's the practice of taking these small, sweet steps. You know, one small promise every day. Sharing your promise with a friend who's going to support you and inviting them to interact with you if it sounds like a huge promise. Now, I ask our listeners, you know, would it be okay with you to do that? Actually practice this for 30 days. One small promise for day, every day, sharing it with a friend who supports you and inviting that friend to interact with you if it sounds like you're taking on too much for the day.
And I think many entrepreneurs, I know myself, I have this issue. We take on, we make things too big. We take on too much. So I think that's a really good feedback is, well, that might be a little bit too big for you.
Yeah, you know, because we come from a background which says, let's make a huge promise. Let's make an outrageous promise, you know. Let's make a humongous promise. And then we hit the border. Monkey mind is screaming at us. And sure enough, you know, we stop. We disengage. The other thing that happens at the border is this. You have an idea and you want to put it into physical reality. You're at trouble at the border. Monkey mind says, you're not ready yet. You're not ready. Wait a little longer. One day you'll be ready. I have a real embarrassing story. I can tell you another one if you'd like.
Oh, sure.
It's about the book I never wrote because at some point, you know, before I wrote my other three books, I was going to write the definitive book on crisis intervention because as a clinical psychologist, I had taught it, I'd practiced it, but I would start to try to write it, and I'd hear my monkey mind saying, Maria, you're not ready yet. Now, I had taught hundreds of people. I had charts and graphs. I stopped. I put it away because I heard monkey mind saying, one day, but you don't have enough information. Literally 18 months later, I'm walking down Westwood Boulevard away from UCLA, where I got my degree, but I'm walking past it. I see in a bookstore on my left this huge stack of red books with white lettering. It said Crisis Intervention. Mm. And I went in, and my heart was bound, really just pounding in my chest, and I looked at the book. And the author was talking about almost exactly what I would have said. Mm. And I looked at the back. I said, surely he has more credentials than I. He didn't. It was just the same. The only difference is that he wrote the book and I didn't. You know, he did it and I didn't, because I didn't know that you could observe this mindset. You could observe it, and literally in observing it, shift the focus of your attention to something that you're grateful for in the moment. Had I even known about that at the time, and I discovered it after working with people and reading and interviewing people, like, how do you do this? What happens for you? And almost to a person, they said, well, I just learned kind of like how to think about something else.
Mm-hmm.
And 9 times out of 10, it was think about something for which you are grateful, and it'll unlock your mind just like that. And that's when I started writing. And, of course, writing, for those of you who are writers, this is what you want to earn a living at, possibly, yes? I mean, it's all related to money, isn't it?
Yeah, everything is. So I know that you have a fabulous, very generous gift that kind of goes along with what we've been talking about. Would you like to share a little bit about that, Maria?
Yes, I really would, because, you know, it is so important to take small, sweet steps. And it's, you know, once you are making this forward progress for yourself, and you have a clear vision and you can see that it's monkey mind and that it has nothing to do with your ability or your skill, and you can begin to shift the focus of your attention to something else, the minute you learn how to do that, life becomes much easier. So my free gift to you is this. It's called the Monkey Mind Symptoms Checklist. And what it is this. It's a checklist of 18 different symptoms that help you observe if you're listening to your monkey mind, that's your worried money mindset, they're synonymous in this case, or your voice of wisdom. And includes a 4-step process that you can go through to shift the focus of your attention. You know, because you know, of all those times that you've talked yourself out of a goal or a dream, and especially when it comes to money, because that's where, I'll tell you, that's where a monkey mind comes up the most. You know, ask yourself, you know, what does it cost me to listen to monkey mind, or as someone called it, that cheerful chimp in my head? What does it cost you in money to back away from trouble at the border? Remember, trouble at the border is normal because there's such a shift in energy between visionary and physical reality. You're always going to hit trouble at the border. Always. You want me to reframe that? I'll say it this way.
Yes.
I'll reframe it. You are always going to hit trouble at the border. I hope you like that reframe.
Yeah. I.
You are never not going to hit it. So you might as well learn how to go past it with clarity, focus, ease, and grace so that you don't talk yourself out of a goal or dream, especially when it comes to money. Now, you can download this checklist at monkeymindchecklist.com. I'll say it again, monkeymindchecklist.com. Once more, monkey mind checklist. One word, monkeymindchecklist.com.
And I'll put the link right below our interview. So if anyone is listening and didn't have time to write it down or didn't have a piece of paper, no worries, because the link will be right there for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, the thing I'd love to just leave folks with, Bonnie, because I know that you asked me about that earlier,
Oh, yes. I always like to leave people with a takeaway. And thank you, by the way, for that most generous gift. Oh, my goodness. I know I'm going to sign up for it because I really need the checklist as well. I think many, if not all of us, do. But, yes, if there's something that we could leave people with, you know, a thought or a suggestion or maybe an action step, something that they could do right now to move forward, that would be so wonderful.
Very, very good. So, this is what I suggest. Now, you've heard me say it earlier, but I'm going to be as clear as possible about this, that regarding taking small, sweet steps, this is when you're at trouble at the border and you hear your monkey mind. Just sit for a moment. Take 3 deep breaths. People find it good to count to 7 on the in-breath, holding 7 seconds, holding it for a count of 7, and then releasing it for a count of 7, doing that 3 times. In doing this, you're literally starting to cool your brain down because the brain gets very hot. People have told me sometimes, Maria, I can feel my brain heating up when I'm listening to Monkey Mind, you know?
Mm.
Cool it down. And in a cooled down position, ask yourself, what are 5 possible small, sweet steps I could take? Small, you know, like setting up an appointment with someone, very small, writing even a half a page on the book that I want to sell. Whatever it is, small, make a list of 5. Pick 1 that you're willing to do within the next 20 minutes. We want to keep this time-based, you see, not in the realm of insight. We want to bring it into action. What is the thing I'm willing to do within the next 20 minutes? Do it. And stand up, take a 5-minute walk somewhere, come back, practice it again. The in-breath, holding it, out-breath, look at your list. What can I do next in the 20 minutes? I tell you, it sounds, for some people, they said, Maria, that is so structured. And I say, yes, when you're at the border, you need structure.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you, as you do this, especially when it comes to money, what is the next small, sweet step I could take? For a coach, it might be, I am going to call that prospective client and make a date to have a strategy session with them. For other people, it might be something else. But, you know, have it be something pertaining to your business, pertaining to your relationship with money, which is intimately tied up with your business. And I promise you something. I promise you, within 90 days, you will be thrilled with your progress.
Oh, that is such a great action step, homework for people. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
For sharing that.
My pleasure.
You know, we've shared, I could listen to you all day, Maria, but unfortunately, I know you don't have all day to chat on our recording. So I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day because I know you are a really busy person, and I so appreciate you sharing your, you know, your insights, your stories, your wisdom with all of us so that we can reach our dream.
I am thrilled to have been asked by you, Bonnie, and I really appreciate all you're doing to have people really become successful in life instead of stressed out. So thank you so much.
What a fantastic interview. Thank you so much, Maria. And thank you to all of you who have listened to the show today. Now, I want to take a quick moment to remind you all the places where you can find The Holistic Entrepreneur. We're now on iHeartRadio and, of course, on Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Spreaker, SoundCloud, and Google Play. And, of course, you can access all of the shows as well as the gifts from our guests on my website at BonnieGressel.com. So have a fabulous week, everyone, and we'll see you next week. Blessings, everyone.